This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip, dear friends, is what are the secrets of congregational prayers as regards to our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah. So, dear listeners, we've been talking about congregational prayers, this prayer which is conducted together in unison. A very beautiful prayer indeed, a very beautiful form of worship if you have witnessed it or if you have been a part of it. Truly, congregational prayers have many secrets, many divine rewards, many divine blessings. The more the people attend the congregational prayers, the reward is multiplied exponentially, where if there are more than 10 people in a congregational prayer, it has been related in a tradition that the only person who can count the rewards of that said congregational prayer is Allah Himself. Only God can count the rewards of a prayer which has 10 or more people. Very beautiful words in the traditions talking about congregational prayers. Now, congregational prayers, dear friends, is also a prelude. It is a precursor. It is a fundamental building block to unity among the people, to unity among the ranks of Muslims. It is also a source of bringing closeness of the hearts of the people, and it is the promotion of the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood. It is a kind of informal attendance check, if you will, and it is the best way of identifying individuals in a collective manner in the Muslim and Islamic society. And so, of course, it is a prelude to unity amongst the Muslims, because the Muslims come together in unity, worshiping the great Lord of the worlds, all together in harmony, one with another. And of course, a subtle point, it brings closeness of the people's hearts. Of course, because before the prayers and after the prayers, we talk to one another. It promotes the spirit of brotherhood, because we should ask about each other's circumstances, each other's conditions. Are we okay? Are we sick? Are we financially stable? Is everything all right? And also, on a regular basis, when the congregational prayers are taking place, it's like an attendance check. Oh, thank God, this brother came today. Thank God, this sister came today. Well, now we can figure out, or we can talk about the things that are happening in society, things that are happening in our lives. The beautiful blessings and the beautiful secrets of congregational prayers as regards to our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah.
Allahu Rabbi, la Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Arifin. Please stay with me. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, tongues fall short of attaining praise of you, proper to your majesty. Intellects are incapable of grasping the core of your beauty. Eyes fail before gazing upon the glories of your face. And you have assigned to your creatures no way to know you, save incapacity to know you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. In continuation to what we were saying about congregational prayers, we find that congregational prayers, it happens to be one of the largest, purest, and most economical gatherings in the world. It is a sort of free-of-charge meeting, a familiarity with each other's problems, and a platform for social cooperation amongst the Muslims. Now, of course, congregational prayers is the largest because there are so many people who attend this prayer. And if you have ever witnessed or been a part of the congregational prayers, which happens by the Holy Kaaba in the city of Mecca, you will find that millions of people have gathered in this congregational prayer. Of course, it is a very pure form of worship when people come together, all people, no matter color, race, ethnicity, no matter the national background, the original language, the nationalities, the gender, all have come together in unison to worship Allah. And of course, it is the most economical gathering because it is free. Nobody is charged and nobody is requested money when they want to attend the congregational prayers. And so, of course, it is a free of charge meeting with one another. It is a way for us to come and meet one another. It is a manner in which we become familiar with each other's problems so that perhaps we can solve each other's problems, and in return, we are able to have social cooperation, to be able to work together for the needs of the Muslims, for the needs of Islam, for the needs of humanity. Truly beautiful blessings and its relation with our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Mannan.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina. Ya Allah, Ya Mannan, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina. رجائي بالرضا والخير أنير طريقي
مع صديقي باحترامي الغير.
يا الله يا رحمن حقق امانينا وفقنا في كل ان في مسائلنا.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
And I wanted to basically emphasize one point here for the community in general, that whenever you are doing whatever you do, part of your profession, your work, the way you have your livelihood, always remember that if you connect what is known as your worldly activities with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that also becomes a form of ibadat, an act of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created the jinn and the ins, the human beings, except for one purpose, so that لِيَعْبُدُونَ, so that they may worship me. It doesn't mean Muslims have to just pray all the time, morning to the evening and evening to the dawn, no. What it means is that whatever you do in your life, if you are able to link that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going in the morning for your work. Why are you doing this? You ask an ordinary person who has nothing to do with God, he says, well, you know, I want to have a good life, take care of myself and my family. That's fine. But if you look at it from a Muslim perspective, you will say, I'm doing this because my faith, my God says that I have to be responsible for myself. I don't have to depend on others. I have to fulfill my obligation towards my own family members. I have to provide for them and take care of them. That is my religious duty. If you go to that work with that perspective, it is not only a worldly act, it actually becomes an ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that same act, by changing the intention and linking it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes an ibadat. And this is so important for us to keep in mind, that whatever we do, if it is not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has no implication as far as the akhirat is concerned.
يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we were talking about congregational prayers and how there are so many secrets in congregational prayers which truly enhance our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah. And so when we find that there are so many blessings, there are so many practical benefits to congregational prayers, we will then realize that because of these spiritual and worldly and practical benefits which we have, this in turn really enhances our servitude of Allah, right? The more rewards that an action has, the more spirituality that an action has, and the more practical implementations and practical benefits that an action has, which of course is being done for the sake of Allah, will truly increase our ubudiyah. And this is what we have been talking about in the past two segments, how the benefits and the secrets of congregational prayers is that it creates unity, it creates closeness of hearts, it promotes the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood Of course, it is the largest, purest, and most economical gathering in the world. It helps us to be familiar with each other's problems so that we can solve each other's problems. And we also talked about how it's a platform for social cooperation in order to meet the needs of the Muslims, of Islam, and of humanity in general. An action which has so many spiritual rewards, an action which has so many physical and worldly rewards, an action which has so many practical benefits, most surely will enhance our servitude of Allah. And so in this final segment, we talk about a few more things, which are the practical benefits of congregational prayers, such as the fact that congregational prayer creates a sense of order and discipline, alignment, and time consciousness. And so congregational prayer, of course, helps us when all of the Muslims, no matter what background or ethnicity or language or gender, come together. They stand in rows, in an ordered line, in discipline, almost like beads upon a rosary, a tasbih, or rows of roses in a beautiful garden, all facing the same way. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. لبيك إن